Hi, my name is Aaron Bjork, and I'm a Principal Program Manager working on Visual Studio Online and Team Foundation Server. In this video, I'm going to take you on a quick tour through Visual Studio Online to demonstrate our features for helping teams manage their work. First, we'll see how easy it is to build and manage your product backlog. Next, I'll show you how to plan and track a sprint. And finally, we'll look at how to use work item queries to track important work and ensure you have the right level of visibility for success on your project. I'd also like to note that while I'll be using Visual Studio Online for my demos, what I'm about to show you is also the same experience that on-premises customers can get with TFS. Enough talk, let's jump right into the demo. All right, here we are on the project homepage for a project I created earlier called Contoso. I'm going to jump right in and let's take a look at what it looks like to manage the backlog. One of the great features you can see here is that reordering on the backlog is super simple. I simply grab them and drag and drop to the position that makes sense. Adding new items is just as easy. Simply type something into the add panel up at the top. It's added at the position of your cursor and then is reorderable as necessary. Each of these items can also be completely detailed out so that they have all the right level of detail for your particular project. You can see we support inline screenshots, things like acceptance criteria, and links to all the additional artifacts in the project. One of the nice views that we have here is we have a view above your product backlog, which we call our portfolio management. That allows you to manage the work at a more coarse-grained level and make sure that you have good cross-team objectives. And finally, each of these backlogs has a Kanban board associated with it as well. That Kanban board allows you to manage the work visually and see it flow through the various states that make sense for your project. You can customize these columns to make sure they make sense for you, and we even allow you to full screen these so you can put them up on a hallway monitor or maybe a third monitor that you've got on your desk. All right, let's jump back to the backlog and let's go in and take a look at what it looks like to plan a sprint. I'm going to jump over to Sprint 7, which I set up ahead of time, and we'll start out with a view here that allows me to decompose each item on my backlog and create the associated tasks for it. I can add these as necessary. As I do, you'll notice that I get a set of planning bars over here on the right-hand side that show me how the team is doing in terms of capacity. In this example, it looks like Brian Harry's got a little bit too much work, so we can take something off of his plate and reassign it to others to make sure that we're feeling really good about that capacity. We've also got a task board view, which allows you to visualize the work graphically as well, and watch this work flow through the board. As we do this, you'll notice that our burn down chart up at the top updates in real time and allows us to see progress as it's being made. Finally, I'm going to jump over to the queries section, which allows us to manage and track work as necessary for each project that we work on. In this example, I created a query ahead of time called Sprint 7 Remaining Work. This particular query is defined by a set of criteria that I've specified ahead of time. You can see these clauses up at the top detail that. Everything in this project that is a task and assigned to Sprint 7 that is not done, I can create as many of these queries as I want and share them with my team. One of the things that I like to do is take these queries and create a chart that allows me to visualize the work. In this case, I'm going to make a chart of all of the work, and I'm going to take a look at it as it is assigned to different people, and I'm going to sum up the remaining work to see who's got the most work remaining. In this case, I'm going to take the to-do work, and I'm going to make that yellow, and I'll take the in-progress work, and I'll make it blue. Once created, I can take these work item charts and pin them back to my project homepage, and then rearrange them as necessary to make sure that I get the right level of visibility to all the important work. So there you have it, a very, very quick look at how you can plan, manage, and track work in Visual Studio Online. Thank you for watching, and for more information, please visit visualstudio.com.